to die for me to see. It feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Hey Major, with their cover of Bob Dylan's Knockin' on Heaven's Door. They were previous winners of CBC's Searchlight competition under their former name, Orange O'Clock, and have now signed with Indica Records and released some new singles from their forthcoming album. I spoke with lead vocalist and multi-instrumentalist Mick Fortin over Skype. Mick, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Your brother Raphael is in the band with you. Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did the two of you grow up in a very musical family?
Well, it was mostly an artistic family, but we were not doing a lot of music with our parents. Like, they were always pushing us to play music and stuff like this, but my parents are mostly artists, and my dad used to write a lot of poems and stuff like this when he was younger. So we grew up in that kind of background, artistic background that was always around us, but they were not musicians. And we started music, though, like, really young. I started the piano when I was four years old when I started the piano. That's right. And Raph was five. And we have also an older brother that's been playing music with us as well before, but he's not doing this in life. So we always grew up in that kind of background. And we started high school playing some rock and roll music and stuff together with a few fellas back there, because we were in a musical school here in Sherbrooke, Quebec. And then we started the band playing in theaters, the bars and stuff. Raph was only 12. It was really funny. We got X's marks on our hands because we couldn't have any alcohol. And now it's funny because now we can have alcohol, but we're not drinking at all. So we're mostly like into yoga and stuff like this and the ginger beer. So it's funny, and then it became more and more serious. We signed with Indica Records label here in Montreal, and and now we're doing this in life. So it's pretty awesome.
Your band was formerly called Orange O'Clock and won the CBC Searchlight competition in 2015 and came second in the International Songwriting Competition a year later. Now as Hey Major, you've released 3 singles so far from your upcoming album. How do you feel your sound has evolved with your newer music?
Because like Orange O'Clock, at first when we started in high school, the first influences when I was writing the first songs and all in the first draft, it was mostly, you know, like we were a lot into like Arctic Monkeys, but mostly like coming from the Beatles, British rock music, like vintage and retro like rock music. And then we kind of went into that line of change where we wanted to have a sound more modern and stuff for the radios, and we were really looking to like searching and, you know, like seeking for a sound that would represent us. And the funny thing is when we met our label mates, we just started to work with our manager, and she just told us, like, I think you're just trying to find yourself too much. You're just seeking too much all the time. And we were kind of tired to play that kind of hide and seek game with our sound. And then we just went back to those influences, which was like, you know, Queen, Elton John and stuff. And we did like a lot into that kind of music and those albums and greatest hits album. And then we just went back to the piano because we both started the piano and the band started around a piano when we were really young. So it felt really good to just like to go back. So I think Hey Major was that kind of, you know, like that kind of going back to our roots, the piano, which was the piano and that kind of music, and not trying to sound, you know, like Arctic Monkeys and like regretting to not be like guitar players, you know, because it was mostly that when we were Orange O'Clock, we wanted to sound like a band, which we were not. So the sound is always like influenced by those Brit rock roots, but it's mostly like Brit rock's sound that's coming from the piano, you know.
You released your most recent single, Goldfellas, last month. What can you tell me about that song?
That song is funny because when I wrote that song, I was just jamming that line, which is like dum 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 dum. It's kind of robotic, and I don't know, like there's something hypnotic about that line, and then I was looking at my Buddha like statue on my piano, and it's in gold. And then I just started imagine like what would happen if that Buddha was just coming to Earth and trying to tell us some messages and stuff with his fellas. So it's got a lot of spirituality behind that song. And then we turned it more funny because the song is not like really serious and so deep, but it's got kind of a lot of deepness. But more on the funny side and more like chill, just like coming to Earth and talking to us. And so it was great writing that song. We had a lot of fun, and we had a lot of fun also when we were doing the video clip, because we didn't want to have something serious for that. It was just like having fun and telling messages without being too dramatic.
Told me there was so much more. Got nothing to prove. We'll never get old. Travel here to leave you with what we have found. It's something sacred, like hallowed ground. Oh my God, shape it into something fun, like the way